Hello and welcome to another episode of Quantum Physics with Impossible Steve. I am your host Steve and I am coming to you live from a Scooters in Blair, Nebraska. Now I told you I'd do all this on the fly and fair enough, it's impossible for you to know exactly where I'm at. But I figure they have this nice room blocked off. It's like for meetings and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I've been doing a lot of deep diving lately and found out all kinds of information and stuff I kind of already knew and learned some new stuff along the way. And I was like, well, let's just sit down and break some of it out. So this is season 3, episode 2. And as always, I will... Since I do have my computer here in front of me, I will pull up some stats on the show for those that are interested. I'll save that for the end. And as you know, the last show was kind of talking about current events with an ending with a promise to do a more dive into quantum physics. Because I ended up how you can kind of, raise your vibrations and kind of shift towards another timeline to kind of help deal with slash protect yourself against some of these things that are coming. But during my search over the past, I don't even know when I did episode 1 of season 3, but however long that's been, there were a few current events I did want to bring to your attention, and it will probably be the last time. Never say never. I don't want to talk about current events too much since the show is about quantum physics and timeline jumping and raising your vibrations and stuff like this. But given the circumstances and given the fact that it is a global thing affecting everyone on a global scale, I wanted to bring that up in the last episode. I want to bring up a few more topics briefly. Now, something that has always been in the United States for quite some time is, you know, the World Health Organization and the United Nations. We call it the UN. And one thing we have had in play since, definitely since the 2000s, maybe even the 90s. I'm not quite sure how far back it goes. That if something really bad happens, like what I call a for real pandemic or some kind of disaster, like let's say someone bombs the United States or something, I can't remember the title, but something can be declared where the World Health Organization will come in and the UN would send their troops on US soil, and it would kind of be like a martial law, if you will. That's been in place for a long, long time. I hate to break that news to all the Americans out there who turn into the show, but you can research that yourself. There is something that our government can declare, and it would trigger that event where the United States military is basically no longer in charge. It would be the World Health Organization slash UN who is in charge on our soil. So, like it or not, that's in play. And the reason I bring that up is it must be very loose, because one thing I'm seeing is a heavy push by the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization to finalize this treaty. And it's for anyone who participates in the World Health Organization, the UN, and the World Economic Forum, which I know the United States, Canada, there's some South American countries, there's some Asian countries, there are a lot of European countries. So if you're thinking of just in terms of superpowers, when it comes to the World Health Organization, India participates, China participates, and so does Russia. So the UN's a little bit different. China is on that council still. Russia is not on the council. So a little difference there. But that's superpowers. And then there's a bunch of other countries, little smaller countries, stuff like that. So the like I said, World Economic Forum, World Health Organization wants to finalize a treaty. It's being talked through the UN, and there's some bill in the US House of Representatives, I believe, talking about potentially block it, but it doesn't really matter much. All Biden's got to do is sign it. And Biden, I could hand Biden a blank check right now and he would just sign it because he don't have any idea what's going on. So what they're doing is next time they're basically signing a treaty for all the countries who are involved to where the WHO can declare a pandemic. And if the WHO declares a pandemic, then all the countries involved in the treaty would have to go by the rules and regulations of the WHO. Basically, whatever constitution the countries have in place, or whatever rules and regulations the countries currently have in place, the World Health Organization would be able to override that instantly because they declared a pandemic. And they get to decide when they declare the pandemic. They get to decide what vaccines are used. They get to decide what technologies are used, what tracing devices are used. It will no longer be in the hands of your own government, period. So I think they're in the last treaty, it must be where something along the lines, if I had to guess, where the countries have to agree to let that happen. This is just going to be an automatic, like for real talk, the WHO could wake up one day and just say, "Oh, you know what? I just want to declare a pandemic," and they could just do it because there's nothing to govern it. And for the United States, that's big because we vote here. Well, most people think we vote here and think that their votes matter, but supposedly, everyone votes in the United States and gets to pick their congressmen or women and their representatives and so forth. But this would override that. This would override the government. So that's what they're trying to pass. The only ways, and I'm going to put a link to some links. I mean, it is on the World Economic Forum's website if you want to dig through it and find it. I'll post some other links from some credible sources that have done their research that can show you some of the things I'm talking about so you can see for yourself. This doesn't just affect the United States, it affects everybody involved. And like I said in the last podcast, what the enemy's doing, enemy being the World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, and the United Nations, are trying to do is enslave all countries without firing a shot, without any violence. So I give them some credit there. At least they're not trying to just go in and just shoot people, right? They're trying to do it by rules and regulations and basically set up things to where they can just tell anybody what to do at any time around the world. And people have to use certain currencies and certain technologies around the world, or they will not be able to participate in society, period. And that's their goal. Basically, if you do some really hard, long research, you will see that back in World War II, the Nazis had super technologies that no other country had. They experimented with vaccines. Hitler came to power because he declared a national emergency, said that the Jews had typhus and carried lice. So they had to lock everyone down inside and declare an emergency because there was a health risk. That's how Hitler came into power. Basically, everything you see today on a global scale is exactly, and I mean exactly, what the Nazi Germans did in World War II. Gene manipulation, body mutilation, paganism, secret society, devil worship, just, you know, imperialism. They had places set up all, as far as they could set them up. You know, Africa, Europe, you know, all the way to the Russian border, all the way close to the China border, you know, just little camps like the United States has set up now. You know, we have little bases everywhere, and I think other countries have other bases in certain countries as well. My point to all this is basically the World Economic Forum, and again, this is common knowledge, you can research this yourself, has openly bragged and admitted how they have infiltrated government's cabinets. And what that means, it's not rocket scientists, is it means that they have certain officials that represent the World Economic Forum inside of places like Congress or parliaments or whatever your country refers to as your body of government. And that's how they function. It is Nazi Germany on steroids. And the reason why the Nazis didn't necessarily, they lost World War II, right? But what these countries did, the United States in particular, and also Canada, and some of these other countries, some of the European countries, what they did was they took the really smart scientists, some of the really good smart people, and they you know, they arrested them. And they said, hey, look, here's how this is going to work out. And again, this is common knowledge. We've known this for a long time. There were some Nazi Germans that helped us build the atomic bomb. We took some of their scientists and said, either you're going to work for us, or you're going to go to jail for the rest of your life, or even be killed for your war crimes. And of course, they were watched heavily. Of course, they were top secret programs, and of course they were in facilities where they could be monitored so that, you know, they can't just run around and kill Jews, obviously. That was their war crimes. They were trying to wipe out the Jewish race of people. At least for the United States, that was one of the reasons why we got heavily involved. That and the bombing of Pearl Harbor were the two main reasons why the United States got involved in the war. But having said that and having known that, that ideology and philosophy, you know, that spreads. You know, that's the downside to things. So you got to remember, top secret and, you know, intelligent agencies were created in Germany, and we had to create some, and other countries had to create their version of intelligent agencies to fight the intelligent agencies, you know, with the that the Germans had. So when you have an intelligent agency in your country, they typically have all the keys to the kingdom. You know, there's not too many people that kind of know or have access to what they're doing. So if anyone was ever able to infiltrate an intelligence agency in any country, they would heavily be able to manipulate that country, and no one would even know. So you're seeing on a global scale, you know, what people would call Nazism, fascism, socialism, Marxist, all this communist type of philosophy and just spreading like wildfire. So basically everyone feels that they have their pawns in place, and everyone's trying to get this rocking and rolling. They're trying to make their final moves. In the United States, I can tell you right now, the current party is not going to give up their seat, period. You're going to see some election manipulation. You're going to see some health emergencies declared. You're going to see all kinds of stuff, definitely towards the end of 2024. And then everything's going to be so chaotic in 2025 that I do still believe we will see conflict. on U.S. soil and also in other countries and parts of the world. And it's unclear how long the conflicts will last, to be honest. I don't know. But it's going to be blatant here in the United States for sure. And it's already blatant in Canada. And it's going to get worse and worse in a few other countries. So, those are some things. I'll post some links. Those are some things to be aware of. Those are some things to research yourself. And those are some things to sit back and think about. I would encourage you all, if you're in the United States, to reach out to your congressmen or women, your House of Representatives men or women, or whoever you have access to in your state, and start trying to do as much as you can by just by contacting them on some of the things that's going on. If you're a voter, go ahead and try to hit those polls. Personally, they're going to be manipulated. You're going to see it. You're really going to see it this time. You saw it some the last time, but people were still kind of believers of the pandemic, and there were enough people that didn't like Trump, and there was just all kinds of things that still kept it pretty hidden, but not this time. Definitely not this time. And there's going to be some new policies and things that roll out definitely after the election that is just your kiss your constitution goodbye. No one cares. It is a full communist takeover. It's a coup. It's been going on since they've been trying to get Trump out of office, if not longer. The reason why I say the Republicans are just as bad as Democrats is because people like Trump, they know this stuff. Like, they know who all's in the World Economic Forum. They know all these different intelligence agencies, and they know. Like, we're talking about one percenters here. Like, they all know this stuff. The reason why they want Trump out of office so bad is the exact it, it well, I don't want to say that. The reason why they want Trump out of office so bad was because he wouldn't play along with their narrative. What Trump wanted to do was take it over for himself. He wanted to take not only the United States over for himself, he also wanted to take over other countries. He's even said that, oh, Venezuela, it's too bad we're paying them for their oil now. We could have just took over the whole country, which we easily could have. We have a large military. We could have definitely went in there. No one would have been able to stop us, and we could have took all their oil. That's how elite billionaires think. Remember, you become a billionaire by creating a monopoly, by doing things and not allowing other people to do the things that you are doing. So it's the same mindset. He's right. He could have went in there and took all that oil. Trump was going to basically say, look, I have all the people in my corner. And what he did was brilliant. He's like, hey, look, I'm going to tell you guys everything. No president's never told you everything. They've always lied to you. He's like, I'm going to tell you everything. And he's like, you know what? I am going to lower prices. I'm going to put money in your pockets and show you that I can put money in your pockets so you'll support me, so you'll back me 100%. And that's a really big army, because if you remember my last podcast, I told you about all the citizens of the United States that own weapons. That's a huge army right there. See, Trump's not an idiot. He's a highly intelligent individual, and he's got a big army behind him right now. Okay, and that was his plan, and that's why the Democrats wanted him out so bad, and other Republicans, and they did it. They did it by manipulating the election, and they did it by, kicking him out. And they've been after him ever since, and so has other world leaders, because they don't want him back in there, because he's going to go right back doing the things that he was doing again. So this is why you're seeing some of that stuff. So it's very interesting to look at. There's no really good guy in the picture. The only way out of this is to bring the nation back under God. I know that's what our nation was founded on. They were founded on Christian Judeo principles, philosophies, and moral beliefs that over time collapsed. And it don't matter, there's been some, I've heard some people say it best, some other podcasters that are probably philosophers, if you will. They say it best. They said, you could take away all the elites right now. You can take away all the bad people right now. Because you don't believe in God, because you don't believe in spirit or angels and demons, then what's going to happen is those same people that got corrupt and got possessed, or misled or tricked by those spirits are going to turn right around and trick a whole bunch of different people, and they're going to put those people into power, and they're going to manipulate those people and trick those people and mislead those people. Because at the end of the day, what happened was is the people turned away from God, and that is why you're seeing the chaos today. So yeah, we can blame it on elite forces, and elite billionaires, and we can blame it on all this stuff. But until people as a whole come together collectively and decide, hey, we need to bring this nation back and these other nations back under God, like they used to be, then it's never going to be able to repair itself. It will just simply go right back to where we are today, probably pretty fast. So that's one of the messages I'm trying to get out to people today, is if they do believe in a higher power, no matter what they call it, they need to start, praying to it. They need to start living by some of these beliefs that we were raised on when we were a kid. If you believe in timeline jump and multidimensional Earths and being able to manifest things or alter your realities, then now's the time to do it. If you really believe in this stuff, then now's the time to come together consciously, like I said in the last podcast, and find individuals that agree with you or that have similar philosophies, and bring your energies together and start trying to, mentally change this stuff, because it's heading down a hole that ends one way. And I'm way back, I think it was in my first season, or maybe the beginning of my second season, I said, this is the end of a major timeline. This timeline ends. It can end one of two ways. It can end way back what we read about in the Bible days, where literally, Jesus changed the course of all humanity. That type of energy, that type of love and for people, and that type of that push, it would take a lot of individuals, like I said. Or the second option is for the timeline to finish destroying itself. If the timeline decides to go the way of finishing itself, it will. It's already started to do that now. It will get by 2030. It would be so bad. Things would start to become unlivable. And I'd say within 10 years after 2030, there'd be very few people left. It would destroy itself that quickly. It would be really bad, actually, because we're talking about, not just war, not just nuclear weapons. We're talking full-blown spiritual attacks. It would affect nature. It would affect plants and animals, ecosystems. Like I said, weather, like everything would just collapse. And then once everything's gone, it would rebuild itself. The world, the Earth is not going anywhere. We can shoot off every nuclear bomb around the world at the exact same time, and we would all perish, and so would the plants and the animals and the air. And then over time, that would repair itself. It would all come back. The grass would eventually grow again. The waters would eventually wash out the pollution. The air would eventually become clean again. But we won't be here, because we would have wiped everything out. Arguably, there's some people that argue that this has all happened before. Kind of like the whole Atlantis thing. Some people believe in Atlantis, some people don't. That civilization, if you believed in it, was destroyed. The Mayans, they said the Mayans just disappeared one day, And of course, they have descendants, but that they said that civilization just vanished. They didn't vanish. They destroyed themselves, is what they did. This world has destroyed itself multiple times, and it takes, thousands of years to repair. Humans, there's always someone that was going to survive something, right? Unless, like I said, God really does come in Revelation, where He says He melts everything. He'll melt the mountains. It don't matter what hole you hide in, He's going to melt that. It don't matter how far you try to go in space, it's going to be so hot that it's just everything's going to melt. That was His promise of when Revelation comes. So, if this is Revelation, then you know what? There's nothing any of us can do. However, if it's not Revelation, we should be careful, because we can destroy ourselves. There will be some very few people to survive it, and they would rebuild society, and it would take thousands of years to get back to where we're at. There's a lot of people that will agree on the fact that all this technology has existed before. And I've even said that this technology has came into play because these spirits are telling people ideas, and only certain people can translate and understand those ideas. Like I said, if you're able to access the quantum field of information, I can't understand everything in the quantum field of information, but I can understand certain things because I'm able to translate certain things. But my brain is unable to translate certain things because it's beyond my comprehension. But if you take a guy like Elon Musk, look at all the stuff he's created. He's clearly a genius. His mind can translate and understand things that not only my mind, but probably the rest of the world's mind cannot. Like, the guy's brilliant, right? So he is able to understand and do things that other people cannot do. Whether he is knowingly accessing the quantum field of information, or whether he's doing it by sheer, where you don't know it, but you just do it. I can't remember the word for it. He's doing it, and he's accessing all this information, and he's able to figure out and translate all these thoughts and ideas because he's super smart. So that is, this stuff is, like I said, it's been around before. So we have destroyed ourselves over and over and over again. So we're really reaching a tipping point here. And this next 5-year period is going to, you're either going to be enslaved or miserable, or you're slowly, working your way out of it. Meaning, somehow people have got through to Congress, and somehow people have come together in groups and shifted energies and shifted smaller timelines, and somehow it's going to take collective energy. It's going to take a lot of collective energy and a lot of praying and a lot of belief in higher powers in order to stop what's going to happen in the next 5 years. Not impossible. People just really need to get on top of it. Like today, like yesterday, not in a few years. So we have reached the point we'll get to this in a few years. It's now we're at the point where we have to act now, or we're going to you're going to have to deal with a brutal next 5 to 10 years. And like I said, if that does happen after 10 years, it's not going to matter, because everything will just destroy itself. It won't be able to sustain that much negative energy. Too much of one energy will destroy what we have. So, and that's vice versa. Yeah, if you have a whole lot of positive and no negative, negative energy exists for a reason. So I'm not saying that we got to always keep a few bad people around. I'm just saying that positive and negative energy was created by the universe for a reason. They balance each other out. So if you have too much of one or the other, it causes a lot of issues. And I know it's hard to say and it's hard to deal with when you're like, well, how can you have just too much goodness? You know, it would be good, but it's a little more deeper than goodness and bad. You know, we're talking about energies. You know, it's not, yes, I agree, the whole world should be good. You know, we would be in a better place if the whole world was good, but there's more to the energy factor than just being good. You know, you need an opposite effect to balance. So these evil spiritual forces, whatever you want to call them, have brought just so much lower vibratory just chaos that it's not going to sustain. You know, it's not going to sustain. You know, we don't see the stars anymore. That's because Earth released a bunch of gases. You can't see the skies like you used to. You know, a lot of the birds are gone now. A lot of that has to do with us as well. You know, we've been doing chemtrails for years. Certain plants don't grow the way they used to. You know, we've been doing GMO. The earth isn't as fertile as it used to be. So some of these birds have died off. You know, remember the bird flu? You guys remember the bird flu when that was a big deal? Well, I guess in a way it was the bird flu, but a lot of that was because of stuff we have done. You know, by chemtrails in the air, by GMO seeding, you know, by cloud seeding, you know, by doing certain things to the environment has completely changed our soil and our water, and it's killed a lot of the birds. And that's why you don't see birds like you used to, you know, and that's pretty much anywhere. You really don't see a lot of birds like you used to in just about any other place. Not like you used to, if you really think hard back. It's not like it used to be. I don't care where you're at in the world. So, you know, like I said, the ground's not as fertile as it used to be. So we've already destroyed a whole lot that would just take hundreds of years to fix. This isn't climate change. This is stuff that was done by man. Like I said, cloud seeding, chemtrails, you know, GMO seeding, you know, doing things that, you know, we were never meant to do has caused issues with the environment and with our own health. So those are some things to consider. I'm not going to dabble into it too much. That's really, there's no reason for me to bring up current events like the news every single podcast. You know, number one, it's not what this podcast is about. I've already pointed out the serious things. These things aren't going to go away. You can't ignore them. You can't do anything. So I just wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. So at least you know what? I posted a few links, which like I said, I will post the links in this one. I've talked about these things. Hopefully people will do their own research, and hopefully people will, you know, do their part. And all we can do as a society of nonviolent people, because I still think violence is a last resort. I think once we go to a violent, like what we would call like a war, or like, whether it be a civil war or international war or a world war, once you reach a physical conflict, you pretty much have already lost anyway, because no one really wins from that. So there's still ways to stop all this. Like I said, find, you know, figure out how to shift your own timelines. You know, I've talked about that by raising your vibrations. One way to do that is diet. You know, your food's being poisoned. I'll post some links about that. Your food's being poisoned for a reason. They want you to eat all this fake food for a reason, because it lowers your vibrations down. It's harder for you to vibrate. You know, it's harder for you to raise your vibrations. It's harder for you to connect with the God source, the source of creation, because you're not in tuned with your environment anymore. You know, that's the whole point of transhumanism, is to separate you from the source. You know, all this stuff that's going on. So do your best to eat it raw, as much raw food as you can. I always joke around, you know, chicken and rice casserole don't grow in your garden. It doesn't. You weren't never actually meant to eat chicken and rice casserole. There's things in there that is man-made. But what you were able to eat, rice grows from the ground. Boil it and eat it. Chicken, you know, supposedly are grass-fed, if, especially if they're on your own farm. Eat you a chicken. You know what I'm saying? Eat you a sweet potato, not a mashed potato, because a mashed potato has other things in it. So, you know, raw, like actual raw food, you know, like an asparagus or a Brussels sprout. You know, you don't have to go vegetarian. You definitely don't have to go vegan. You know, if you don't want to eat meat, that's up to you. You know, you can get proteins from your seeds, from your beans. A whole bunch of different seeds, like hemp seeds, chia seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. You know, you can make you a big old salad, and it'd be a big one, but you can still get your proteins that way, right? Or you can eat meat. I eat meat on occasion. I don't eat a lot of it, but, you know, or you can go on that fish diet. But there's some things you can do where you can stay healthy and raise your vibrations. And by raising your vibrations, you're able to connect with the source. And you're able to, you know, number one, pray. You're able to shift your own timelines, you know, think. You're able to visualize and think more clearly, so you can see a world that you want to live in and kind of move towards that timeline. So there's a lot you can do there, and that's why I do want to, in season three, I told you I didn't know quite what I wanted to do with season three yet, but I definitely do want to talk more about dieting, vibrations, shifting small timelines. Because as an individual, I'm a firm believer in the multidimensional earth and connecting with source. Because yes, God created, you know, earth and everything on it, but at the same time, something so massive and so powerful isn't just going to create one little bitty planet. You know, he's going to create a bunch of things inside that planet. So it's like a cube. You know those cubes you turn and spin as a kid, like those Rubik's cube things you kind of twist and turn around to match all the colors? It's like that. It's like earth in a earth in a earth in a earth. And it can go a bunch of different ways. And you can actually go in and out of that. People call it quantum. You know, people call it multidimensional travel or wormholes or blah, blah, blah. The point is that there's Earths inside of Earth, and you exist across a span of a bunch of timelines, because you're not just a material person. You're a material person on this timeline, but you're also a spiritual person, and your spirit runs across all the timelines. So by raising your vibration and connecting with yourself and the source, you can merge with those energies, is what I'm saying. So I do want to get more into that, because at least people can start doing things themselves. You know, there's a reason why we have this ability. You know, there's a reason why we are spiritual beings and also in a material form. God knows what he's doing. I call it a he, it could be a she. You know, I say he because I'm a boy, like I've always said. Girls say she because they're girls. God doesn't really have a sex, because it's a spiritual being or a spiritual entity. But God knows what he's doing and gave us abilities for a reason. So I think one of the reasons is so we can protect ourselves against evil. Because God knows there's evil out there, and he knows no matter what we do, as a society, that evil's eventually going to weasel its way in there. You know, it's always going to find a corrupt person, or it's always going to figure out a way to trick somebody or mislead somebody. And then that's how it all spirals out of control. It starts small. It starts innocent. These elite people were not always bad. You know, they started out normal like you and I. Some of them came from nothing like you and I. Like they didn't have anything and made all this money. But over time they become corrupt. they become tricked, and then they slowly, more evil takes more and more away from them, more and more away from them, to a point to where they don't even realize what they're doing anymore. They don't see it. They see themselves separate from you. They no longer see themselves as a part of you. They see themselves separate from you, and that is when evil has consumed an individual, because we are all one beings. And when you start putting yourself above another being, you have lost control of yourself, period. So we are going to get more into that. We're going to get more into definitely raising vibrations, timeline jumping. I honestly don't think it's hard. I think people should start small. I think the key is diet, relaxation. We all work hard. You know, meditate, prayer. You got to believe that there's a higher power. Give it whatever name you want, but start going back and looking at history, not only in our lifetime, but before us and before them. Like, go all the way, go as far back as you can, like back in the BCE days as you can. You know, if you start doing some real research on history, you'll see this stuff. You'll see civilizations destroy themselves because of dirty, corrupted politics, almost every one of them. You'll see every monetary system fail. You'll see religions come and go. You'll see civilizations come and go. You know, you'll hear rumors of civilizations, whether Atlantis existed or not, I do not know, but there's enough people to keep talking about it, that it exists in some way, because we keep talking about it. So, you know, you're going to see all kinds of things if you do a deep dive into history, you know. And that's a lot of things, at least here in the United States. A lot of people don't teach history like they used to. They teach the basics. But I literally met some, this was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I'll finish with this. I met someone in their early 20s. I was probably in my late 30s at the time. And I said something about JFK. And they said, who? And they said, you know, JFK. And they had this blank look. You know, here this person was probably 20, 21 years old. Worked for me at the time, a company over in Tampa. And they had no clue who JFK was. And this person's not stupid. This doesn't have to do with intelligence. Remember, ignorance is a lack of knowledge. That's what that word means. This person was never taught about JFK. That's a big part of our history. Whether you like JFK or not, whether you like the Democratic Party or not, whether you believed in his policies back in those days or not, JFK was one of the presidents, and he was a big part of our history. All the presidents, whether you like them or not, are a big part of our history and should be talked about in school. So for anybody to just have a look like that, what a failure in the education system we have. And we let that person down because that person was not taught the things they should have been taught. So that's terrible, you know. But it's 43 minutes in now. I'll figure out how to title the show. I don't know what I'm going to title it with, but I really wanted to throw that out there because, like I said, this timeline is ending. And it ends one or two ways. It can end in a positive way in our favor, or it can end in a very bad way in a negative favor where, you know, it ends. The end, you know, like a storybook, the end. Listen, Earth's always going to be here until God decides to get rid of it, until he decides to melt everything like he talked about in Revelation. And I don't think that's where we're at. But I tell you what, there's been a lot of civilizations that have destroyed themselves, and I guarantee you this, I guarantee you we are very close to being to some of the places that those civilizations were at. So I hope you all are listening. I hope you all take it serious, because we really need to start talking to one another, praying, doing our best to raise our own vibrations, doing our best not to upset people, but listen to their philosophies. You know, they're not going to agree with everything you say, and then just ask them to please research X, Y, and Z. Say, hey, you know what, I hear what you're saying, but look up this and that, and next time we meet, tell me what you think. You know, maybe you got something wrong, you know, and maybe they're able to point something out that you overlooked, or maybe they'll look at that and be like, man, thank you for showing me that. Like, I had no idea. So you can debate without getting upset. As a matter of fact, if someone starts to get upset for any reason, just simply end the debate. Don't say, let's change the subject and go back to it at a later time. But my point is, we got to start communicating with one another, and we got to start doing something now, or it's going to be too late. And listen, I'm older now. I've lived my life, but you know what? These kids haven't. There's a lot of kids out there. The world's big. We're at 8 billion people now. You know, some of these children already are not going to live the life we lived, and it's getting ready to be a lot worse for them. So I know there's a lot of parents out there, and a lot of parents will do just about anything for their kids. So only the parents can fix the child's future until it's time for the child to take over. And a lot of children are children, and it's going to be, you know, 10, 12, 14 years before they're able to take over. So it's up to us to set that right for them. You know, we let it get out of hand. This all started with my generation. I'm a Gen Xer. You know, people say that the Gen X would run the world or end the world or whatever. And they said that back when I was a kid. And they weren't far off. You know, it was because of the generation before me. But we as a generation, meaning the Gen Xers, did nothing to stop it or to slow it down. As a matter of fact, we jumped on board with it and accelerated it and added some of our own ideas and philosophies and made it even bigger. We made the problem even bigger than what it was. So as a Gen Xer, hopefully some other Gen Xers are listening. It's up to us to kind of get this back on track, because we are the ones that let this get out of hand. We were the generation that was supposed to bring it back, was supposed to calm it down, was supposed to change things. You know, we knew what it was like before technology, now, and we knew what it was like with technology. Only the millennials are the only ones left, with a few of the older people, to know what it was like before technology. And what I mean before technology, I don't mean electricity. I mean, my grandfather knows what it's like without electricity, but I meant we know what it's like without computers and cell phones. We had to memorize phone numbers, or we wrote them down on a piece of paper. We had phone books, we had pay phones. You know what I mean? Things have changed so much. We didn't set the right things in place for the generation underneath us. We failed the generation underneath us, is what we did. So that's a big thing that everyone needs to think about. So I do thank you all for listening. I will tell you this, for those who do listen to the show, we are at exactly 79 countries. I thought we were at 80. We're not quite at 80 yet. My personal goal is always to hit 100, because there's only 180 countries in the world. So to get to 100 would be pretty cool, because that's like most of everybody, right? But the newest, I will repeat, the newest countries are Zambia, Guatemala, Estonia, Hong Kong, and Faroe Island. The rest of them have been on for quite some time, and you are all equally as important. I just like to shout out the new countries for those people who are listening. You know, we do appreciate you coming on board. And again, you know, you can find me on Facebook at Impossible Steve, Instagram at Impossible Steve. You guys got any ideas or questions? I do get some questions every once in a while. And with questions, I'm just going to point you into a direction. Like, I'm not a teacher, you know, I'm not a mentor, you know, I get asked, you know, how do you do this, or can you teach me how to do this? Well, no, actually I can't, but what I can do is I'm happy to point you towards information so you can read that for yourself, so you can figure out things on your own. Heck, you might even be able to tell me a few things, but you know, or ideas for the show. You know, a lot of people do want to hear more about timelines and shifting their own individual timeline. I think that's very easy to discuss. And I will, on the next couple episodes, be discussing shifting timelines. I'll give a few personal examples, and I'll also talk about it. The key is diet and exercise. The key is raising your vibration to a higher level. And the only way, there's three ways to do it: diet, exercise, and mental health. So if you're super stressed out and you're always worrying and, you know, stuff like that, you are not helping your vibrations one bit. And I can tell you this right now, we all have problems, and some people's problems are worse than others. Fair enough. You know, I remember seeing a video where a guy got hit by a train and he was in a wheelchair and had no arms and legs, but he was still alive. That guy probably has more problems than me, I'm not going to lie. That guy's probably having to deal with a lot more things than I'll ever have to deal with in my entire life. Fair enough. But you know what? He did actually have a positive attitude, at least in that show that I watched. So he might have figured out some ways to overcome that. But the point is no matter what's going on in your life, it's going to be there's going to be some struggles, and do your best to keep a positive attitude. And remember that guy, you know, if you think something's bad, or you think that the world's being unfair to you, remember there are some people in some pretty bad shape. No matter what country you live in, you know, you might think, oh, I'm in this country and it's crazy and, you know, we're barely surviving, but I'm telling you, there's someone out there that's got it even worse. There really is, you know. So be thankful that you do have what you have and build from there, you know. So the show is also on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, you know, Audible, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, you name it. If there is a platform you use that we're not on, that the show's not on, let me know. I'll do my best to reach out to them and see what I can do. Obviously, the web browser seems to be used about 10% of the time, so that means people are simply copying the RSS or however they find it and pasting it in their web browser, which is, hey, that's fine too. You know, whatever the easiest way for you to listen to the show. 55% of the viewers are male and 44% are female. Not that that matters, but it's a stat, and I told you I was going to tell you some stats. Age range 0 to 17, I still don't know where they come from because I put 18 and older, but it says 1%. The majority, the biggest bulk, is pretty neck and neck. We have a tie between 35 and 44 and 45 and 59. And then a second place tie between 28 and 34 and 23 and 27. So it's interesting to see that those age groups, you know, pretty different or neck and neck. Like for instance, 23 to 27, there's a 4-year difference there. And then you got 28 to 34. But both those age groups view the show the same amount, have the same amount of people that view the show. So that's pretty interesting there. But that is it for today. I wanted just to share that with you. And I do thank you all for listening, and have a great day.